Action.
It's 9:08 p.m. That is, of course, local time. Hello. It's 19:30 UTC where you live. My name's Tobe, and it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. What are we going to do today? Well, it's a little warm and humid, but it's overcast a little bit. I think I want to go out and mott spotting, see if we can find ourselves a motty. Maybe we'll go to OPPD. But in the meantime, we need to start the next game of the Dubious How's That Committee Tournament. And so, today's How's That game is between Zeptar and Handy C, two of our favorite users, both of which are DJs on Anon Radio. So, let's, where did I put the coin? Where's the coin I had? Ah, here we go. All right, Zeptar will be heads. Handy C will be tails. We flip the coin, and it's Handy C wins. So Handy C will be up to bat first. So let's type him into the computer here. And we're good. We type in Zeptar. My P key doesn't work. Zep, give me a P. There we go. T-A-R. And we're off. Handy C is up to bat. The first ball, no run. Here comes the second ball. It's a hit, one run. Here's the delivery, no run. Here comes the fourth ball. There's a hit, two runs. And then the sixth ball, oh no, leg before wicket. One wicket goes down. So, just starting off in the, oh no, oh, whew, there was another appeal, but it's not out. Starting off the second over, and so far, Handy C is one wicket down for now 12 runs. All right, so we'll let this run, and we're going to go out and look for some marmots, and when we get back, we will check the results of this game. So let's head off to OPPD. We're going to use the magic of radio time compression to get there in only 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are at the OPPD Arboretum. I'm crossing over my first footbridge, looking down into the creek, looking for footprints. I see none. Once again, haven't been here in a while. The sun just came out. It's unpleasant. It is hurting me. I don't like it. But I really need the exercise, so I need to be here walking around. I'm walking up Marmot Alley right now. I don't see any of my Motty buddies hanging around. That doesn't mean they're not here. Let's get off the path and walk right over here and go to the edge of the forest. I'm going to change my glasses. Shouldn't be doing this because now I'm standing in direct sun, but I do want to see some motties, and I'm looking into a hole. I don't see any motties in my hole, so we're just gonna keep moving. Man, I gotta get out of this sun. It just came out. It was perfectly pleasant to drive over here, and now I'm starting to sting. Ow, ow, ow. So let's just see how far we can push it. I haven't been to OPPD in a while, and if you're a first-time listener and you're wondering what OPPD stands for, it stands for Omaha Public Power District, because what this place is basically an electrical substation. And then they kind of developed some of the land around it and turned it into an arboretum. They planted a bunch of trees and put up a bunch of signs to help educate people what kind of trees you should plant in your yard that do not interfere with the power lines, etc., etc. So ostensibly,
This is an educational place. I've walked into the forest. I'm crossing over another footbridge. But mostly the people who come out here are just walkers. People who don't want to learn about trees. And people who don't want their dogs to poop in their own yard. So they bring them out here. Which way do I want to go? I think we'll go down here because this is a good spot for mushrooms down here. Oh, we had a little bit of rain overnight. Not much of anything to crow about, but you never know. It was a little bit cooler for a couple days, so we might have gotten some fungal growth. It's medium hot today. I heard it's going to be much cooler this weekend, though, like in the 70s, like mid to low 70s, now that you're talking my language. I like mid to low 70s. Alright, so I've come down to the little creek. I'm going to take a left turn here and head over to this other footbridge. This other footbridge, which usually has some kind of dudes underneath it. Whoa, and I'm looking into the creek here. Those are turkey tracks. There's turkey tracks down in the creek today. Most interesting. All right, let's head over to the bridge and see if there's any dudes under here. Looking for Matties under a bridge. I don't see me on this side. Gotta get on the bridge and look over the edge. Any Matties in here? I don't see any noses sticking out. Any Matties? Hello? Hello, where's my Matties? No, no Matties. So I'm just turning right around. Going to head back into the shade and safety of the forest. Maybe we'll run into some turkeys. I'm wondering how fresh those turkey tracks are. Those are kind of fresh. Pretty fresh. I wonder if I can hear sounds. What am I hearing? I'm hearing something walking around over there, I think. I'm coming down here to look for some more tracks. I don't see any. You know, there's some tracks of something that are walking up the creek bed. Okay. Interesting. Just gonna keep walking up the path, though, and walk along the little creek. Oh, no. Look down, dumbass. Here we go. There's some mushrooms, and these are pretty good, too. I'm going to take a picture. These are the mushrooms that, when they start off, they kind of look like golf balls. Big, white, round, clunky thunkies. Man, these things are pretty good. This one's kind of big. Bigger than a golf ball. What? Don't give me the beep beep beeps, no good. It's giving me, my camera's giving me the beep 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 beeps, it's no good sound. So I'm going to put the flash on automatic. See what we get here. It still doesn't want to take the damn picture. What the hell's the problem here? Okay, maybe we need to switch over to macro mode here. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, there's a picture, and the flash didn't even go off. Because I put it on automatica. These aren't the greatest pictures, but oh well. How many we got here? We got 3, 6, 9, 12. Oh, there's a good 15 of these things all popping up in a 2-foot radius. Or I should say 60 meters. Oh, geez, look over here now. And turn around, dumbass. Here's a bunch of more of them. And then over here, there's a bunch of flammulinas. Yeah, flammies. Oh, they're so nice. These flammies are kind of small and cute. We'll take a picture of them here. There we go. Flammies. And then there's a whole flush. What's that sound? There's a whole flush of these golf ball ones again. About another half a dozen or maybe more. Oh, and here's another one. Big bursts of mushrooms. All right. Kind of wanted to come out and look for Matis today. Not finding any Matis yet. But we have found two good flushes of mushrooms. So that's, you know, that's acceptable. And I suspect there are turkeys nearby. I keep hearing something in the woods. And maybe it's turkeys. They do make a sound when they walk around. And then if you get close to them, close enough to them, you can hear them make their walking around sound. Now everybody thinks that turkey sound is gobble, gobble, gobble. That's rare. The real turkey sound is pui, 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 pui. When they walk around, that's the sound they make. Pwee.
Pwee, 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 pwee.
I'm not hearing that sound yet because, well, I probably wouldn't be able to hear it here anyway due to, one, the noise of the interstate about 100 yards to my right, and all the cicadas and other bugs that are making up the OPPD chorus. I'm not quite close enough to the electrical substation to hear the 60 hertz hum. But, oh well. Alright, crossing over another footbridge. I'm looking down into the mud. What do I see? Oh, those are most assuredly Mati tracks, and good lord. Those are some big tracks. There's some kind of thug Mati around here. A biggin. And you know how much we like the biggins. Biggins McMati. We got to find him. Alright, so I'm walking over into the amphitheater. Do-do-do-do-do. Scan the ground. Look up into the trees. Sometimes you can find Matis in the trees right around here, but not today. I'm going to stand up on some of this seating and see if we can see down into the goop. No, we can't. I was going to say, can we see the forest floor? No, not at this time of year. You can stand here in the spring and sometimes you can see Matis because there's Mati dens back there. And now I'm just scanning the ground underneath all the benches here in the amphitheater. This is always a good spot for mushrooms, and usually we get just tons of elegant dog stinkhorns in here, but like none this year. I don't remember seeing any stinkhorns at all this year. Maybe we did. I can't remember, but it wasn't a lot of them. Let's see, was it last year or the year before? Oh man, so many stinkhorns. You couldn't go anywhere without seeing them. Everywhere you walked, they were within view. They were everywhere. Little orange fingers sticking up out of the ground. All right, so back up the path we go. I'm walking by a stump, and there's a tiny little bit of auricularia. Just about the size of a quarter. And I'm glancing over into this area where there's some known marmot dens, but man, the foliage is so dense that we can't see jack, as usual. Where's my Matis? Where are my Mati dudes? Okay, well, this just means we keep on walking. Walk, walk, walk. Here's a nice rotten log with nothing growing on it at this point. And here's the tree that has fallen over the creek. Let's take a look at it. Oh, it's got some auricularia on it. Kind of dried up, though. And there's some over there. Let's look down into the creek. Oh, now there's a little footprint of something. That looks like, that actually looks like raccoon from here, but been close to it is more Mati tracks. And no, I can see some others that are definitely raccoon. So we got some raccoon tracks down in there, but those tracks are a little bit old. Those Mati tracks are fresher. Oh, I see some wolf's milk slime on this tree. So this tree has a couple of different funguses growing on it, and or in it. Alright, so we'll walk up here another 10 steps. Check the yellow jelly tree. See if it's got any yellow jellies. It's got some goop oozing out in a couple places, but no real good jellies. Okay, so we look around furtively. We notice that nobody is looking our way. And we can go zing, hop, jump, skip. And up into the secret mushroom grounds we go. Looking around on the ground. The ground looks like it has the right amount of moisture in it. But I'm not seeing any mushrooms yet. That was me stepping on a stick. Nice move, stealth boy. It's kind of hot back here. Now normally, we would find some more of those golf ball dudes back here, but we're not getting any of them. We're gonna keep looking. Sounds like a lot of traffic on the interstate today. I can't imagine what it is. Well, I guess school's back in session, so maybe it's all school-related traffic. I don't think so. Oh, okay, look over here. We got, on this log that's known for its wolf's milk slime, we've got something new. Oh yeah, some of these guys. I don't know what these are called. But I do find them a lot. Ow, is this poison ivy? Who knows? Let me take some pictures of these guys real quick. That's an undramatic photo. Well, I just can't make any art these days if my life depended on it. Why am I so terrible? Why am I so worthless? Oh, I don't know. I just like to go out and look for mushrooms. Everybody else can just kiss my bottom. All right, well, we took a couple of uninteresting pictures there. What else do we got? I got my head up. I'm looking for dudes, too. This is the place where my deer buddies like to hang out. Although it's kind of not really the time for deer. Although I shouldn't say that. You can find them back here any old time. Wow, look at this. Here's I don't know. There's a little piece of bark. It's got some stuff growing on it. Looks like it might be wolf's milk slime or something. I'm moving up the deer path here. And I'm just scanning the ground for more fungal friends. We're gonna go up here a ways and then we're just gonna turn right around. Oh, damn it. I walked through a web. First web of the day. That's okay. I'm used to it by now. Alright, keep working our way up here. There's not much else going on up here. I was going to turn around right here, but I decided to keep on going up. It's super dense back here. I think I just scraped some nettles with my ankle, so that'll be fun for the rest of the day. Should I keep going? I keep telling myself, no, turn around, we're done. But I have to keep going up here, looking for stuff, looking for dudes. I don't see any dudes. I don't see any more mushrooms. There's some birds I keep spooking. And we have gone as far as we can now without, you know, going through the sumac. Oh, what's this on this log? Oh, I've seen weird stuff on here before. Is this white jelly? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a bunch of little white jellies in here. It's really little. This is the smallest white jelly I think I've ever seen. So we'll take pictures. Do. Another uninteresting photograph. But that's okay. If you don't take the photo, you won't know if it's awesome or not. So always take the photo. If it turns out awesome, yay, you win. Oh, here's some orange mat caprinus in its orange mat stage on a log. And if your photo turns out to be nothing, well, then you really haven't lost anything. My technique will not be defeated. Speaking of techniques, I'm thinking about our How's That game that's running on the computer back at home. I'm imagining by now that Handy C's inning is probably done. Zeptar is probably batting by now. I can't wait to find out the results when we get home. It should be interesting. Wait, what is this over here? Oh, it's just a leaf. You stupid leaf. It looked like a very interesting mushroom, and I got very excited. And then I was very disappointed when it turned out to be a leaf and not a mushroom. Okay, so I'm heading back down the deer path, dodging nettles, dodging thorny bushes and other antagonistic foliage. We're going to head back to the car so that we can then go back home and check up on our How's That game. Do I have stuff stuck to me? Yes, I do. I have burrs stuck to me. And we're not going that way. We're going this way. We're going to stay in the shade. And you know, I thought I noticed ukulele guy's car when I pulled out here. Ukulele guy is probably here up in the pavilion playing his ukulele. I wasn't thinking. I should have brought my zook or maybe my sansula or something. And then we could have had an OPPD jam session. And I could have put it on a non-radio. You are listening to a non-radio. My name's Tobe. I'm out looking for mushrooms. If you just joined us, we were looking for marmots, but then got distracted by mushrooms. And so now we're just walking around again. Walking back over the footbridge, looking down into the creek, or crick, as we say around here. Or at least my friends who used to live around here. Although we're perfectly capable of saying creek and do in front of other people, when we are around just ourselves, this is in fact a crick. Cricks are good. Cricks are where you find motties and mushrooms. So if you're looking for motties or mushrooms, try your local crick. I'm trying to decide which way to go back to the car. There's a Y in the path coming up. If we go this way, it's a little bit shorter. If we go this way, it's a little bit longer. We're going the long way. What the hell? It's a little bit longer, but we might see motties, but we'll probably be exposed to direct sun. And I think the sun just went behind a cloud, so maybe we'll be all right. Okay, so I'm walking by this other giant patch of sumac, which is now, wow, 12 to 15 feet tall in places. I'm glancing back here looking for deer because sometimes deer like to hide back there. I don't see any. And that's okay. We might still see some deer this season. Here in about another month or so, things will get more visible. And so it'll be easy to spot the dudes that are out sneaking around. Alright, so I'm crossing over the last footbridge. And we're about to step into Marmot Alley. Hopefully we'll see some marmots this time. Should we walk down the path or should we walk in the grass? Let's walk in the grass. And this way we can be right up against the edge of the forest to spot our motts, if there are in fact any to spot. But as I check these holes as I walk by, I'm disappointed to report to you, my loyal listeners, that we're not spotting any motties. Oh well. Okay, so, I just stepped in a hole and almost killed myself. That actually hurt my back. Good Lord. All right, crossing over the lawnmower bridge. We are 10 meters from my car. So let's pack this up, go home, and check the scores on our Owsat game between Handy C and Zeptar. We'll be there in 3 seconds. 2, 1, 0. And here we are back in the cooling relief of the studio. And that's Hello Kitty. My name's Tobe. And the next thing we need to do is to check the computer here to find out the results of today's How's That match between Handy C and Zeptar. Oh, and look at this. It looks like Zeptar chased Handy C down. Final result, Handy C, total runs 218. Zeptar, total runs 220. Zeptar wins by 4 wickets. Yeah, it looks like he was at 216 with 6 wickets down, and he hit a boundary 4. A boundary 4 is similar to a home run in baseball. In cricket, a boundary 4 is when you hit the ball over the boundary, but it has bounced or rolled over the boundary line, giving you an automatic 4 runs. If you hit the ball over the boundary in the air, that is an automatic 6 points, known as a boundary 6 or just a sixer. And so it looks like we've got Zeptar 220, Handy C 218. Zeptar by 4 wickets. I'm writing this down, and I'm sure I'll have to post the results or something somewhere. Another excellent game. So this means Zeptar continues on, and Handy C drops down into the consolation bracket with me. Excellent. If for some reason you're wondering what I'm talking about, what you need to know is that we are in the middle of an How's That tournament, right here on the dubious How's That committee. If you'd like to be involved in this tournament, I guess we can still fit you in. So if you're hearing this and say, "Who, I want to play," email me, tobe@sdf.org. We'll wedge you in here at the last minute so you can also compete. What do you need to do? Nothing. What do you need to know? Nothing. You don't need to do anything at all to participate other than send me your name via email. Tomorrow we'll be having another exciting match, and we'll continue on with this tournament on another episode of the Dubious How's That Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and my time is up. So, me and Hello Kitty, we need to get out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.